This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarik. A proposed rule change that would have allowed more ethanol to be blended into gasoline sold in Missouri has been shot down by a joint legislative committee. Marshall Griffin has details.
Earlier this week, the Missouri Department of Agriculture asked the committee to allow the rule change, saying that E15 is both safe and good for the state's economy. But GOP Senator and committee chair Eric Schmidt says the proposal would have violated state law.
Does state law authorize the department on their own to go from E10 to E15 without legislation? The committee voted and viewed it as they did not.
Missouri does allow E85 to be sold, but it can only be marketed to flex fuel vehicles. The proposed rule change would have allowed E15 to be marketed to all vehicles, not just flex fueled, which sparked opposition from some automakers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Schmidt says he expects lawmakers will debate allowing E15 sales during next year's legislative session. The dry conditions of the past two growing seasons may have frustrated many Missouri corn farmers, but it may have had at least one positive effect on their crop. As Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, a corn disease that peaked in 2011 has been on the wane.
Until recently, Goss's wilt was confined to eastern Colorado and western Nebraska. Then, beginning in 2008, it moved eastward, infecting farms across the Corn Belt. Iowa State University plant pathologist Allison Robertson says modern hybrid corn varieties may be to blame for the resurgence.
Because Goss's wilt wasn't a widespread problem, the breeders didn't pick up that these hybrids were very susceptible.
She says there are resistant hybrids on the market now, but the disease remains a concern. Even as its occurrence in the Midwest has diminished with the dry conditions, it's spreading into Louisiana for the first time this year.
This disease is still continuing to pop its head up at places where it shouldn't be popping its head up, and so we need to whack the mole.
Robertson says rotating corn with soybeans or alfalfa and then planting a resistant hybrid is a good recipe for preventing recurrence. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP or food stamps, will have its benefits reduced for every household across the nation for the first time in the program's history, starting November 1st. The Missouri Department of Social Services reports the cuts may vary based on household circumstance. For example, benefits would drop by $11 a month for single-person households and drop $36 in four-person households. Senior Policy Analyst for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Ed Bolin, says the current benefits received a boost in 2009 from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The boost was supposed to gradually decrease as inflation rose, but congressional action has decreased the time frame for reducing benefits.
Congress decided to shorten that a little bit in a couple of different legislative bills, and so we find ourselves hitting a little bit of a cliff where the benefit boost that households got from the Recovery Act dollars will abruptly end rather than completely phase out.
Executive Director for the Missouri Association for Social Welfare, Jeanette Mott Oxford, says this cut will make the difficult hunger situation in Missouri even harder.
The average benefit in Missouri has been about $1.40 per person per meal, and this cut will take that down to around $1.30 per person per meal.
Mott Oxford recommends community members donate to local food banks, which will be a main source of food to supplement households facing the cuts. The parent company of St. Mary's Healthcare in Jefferson City, SSM Healthcare, says it cannot confirm or deny a St. Louis Post-Dispatch report that it will be downsizing jobs in its network of hospitals and clinics. KBIA's Colin Hope has this report.
A spokesperson for a St. Louis subsidiary of SSM Healthcare told the Post-Dispatch the company would make announcements to employees later this week, but did not state the number of jobs that might be cut or which areas the layoffs would affect. SSM Healthcare owns 11 hospitals and healthcare centers in Missouri, and a total of 18 hospitals in Illinois, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, and Missouri. The company employs a combination of about 15,000 physicians and nurses. Steve Van Dinter, System Director of Media Relations for SSM, says the Post-Dispatch misinterpreted an SSM employee's comment, but would not confirm or deny the report. Heather Feeler, Communications Coordinator for St. Mary's Health Center, says SSM holds its employees as its first priority.
I am not able to confirm anything, but can tell you that if our organization were going through a reduction, our primary goal would be to ensure that our employees heard personally from us about any organizational changes first.
St. Mary's Health Center is also in the process of constructing a new facility on Mission Drive in Jefferson City, costing $200 million. Hospital officials expect the facility to open in November 2014.
That was Colin Hope for KBIA. The Missouri Department of Corrections is sending a shipment of propofol back to the distributor nearly a year after the company's urgent request for the anesthetic to be returned. Missouri plans to become the first state to use propofol in the execution of Alan Nicholson on October 23rd. The department said in a news release yesterday that it has remaining inventory, but it doesn't say if enough remains for the two executions scheduled in the coming weeks. An attorney for Nicholson is now asking the Missouri Supreme Court for a stay of execution. Since May, five Ashland City officials have left their positions. Now the city's mayor has decided to step down. KBIA's Tony Nochim has the story.
It's been a long 3 months for Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr.
I signed up for a two-year term, and I tried like heck to finish it out, and it just occupied too much of my time.
Rohr just took over as mayor in July after former mayor Michael Jackson moved away. He says he'd been considering resignation for a year. He had been an alderman.
My reasons are it has come at so much of a personal burden on myself and my family that I just chose to resign.
Ashland Ward 2 Alderman John Hill says Rohr stepped in at a time of crisis.
Mayor Rohr took over in a situation where he had to hire a police chief, he had to hire a city administrator, we had to move forward with finding a city attorney, so it's probably one of the most difficult times in Ashland history.
Ward 3 Alderman Carl Long will take over the duties of Ashland mayor immediately. The position is up for election next year. The board will meet at its regularly scheduled meeting next Tuesday to figure out a plan moving forward. It's also currently considering impeaching Alderman Jeff Anderson, who is suspended for now. Tony Nochim, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarik.